I mean, for us on the line now is Dr. Tom Fletcher, clinical lecturer at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Dr. Tom, morning. Good to have you with us. Pretty strong words from Mayor Anderson. Tom, what would you make of what's happening at the moment?
I mean, you're right. They are pretty strong words, but I think, you know, they're completely warranted. And unfortunately, you know, as we spoke to you a few weeks ago, we were seeing increasing cases in the community, and we're now seeing that in hospitals.
Are we seeing the whole story, the numbers? Are they telling the whole story, Tom? I mean, we are testing more now, aren't we?
We are testing more, and that's why it's a bit hard to compare this curve with the curve that we saw in the graphs that we saw back in April and May when we weren't testing. But what is clear is the hospital is filling up. And the problem that we predicted months ago is that we're in winter now. The hospital was always full over winter with medical patients needing care. But now on top of that, we've got COVID and we've got wards and wards of people, again, with this nasty infection.
We look at the curve, as you say, we look at the figures and we look at infection rates. And it's important, as you say, to look at those hospital figures, people who are starting to go into hospital. And then we have, you know, the death rate as well. I mean, one is too many, of course it is, but the death rate is low at the moment. And what we're trying to avoid is this logjam of winter, of other ailments, of the flu virus, which will start to rear its head as well. And the combination of that whole thing is basically what we're trying to avoid now as we move into spring next year.
You're right. And unfortunately, you know, the death rate always lags behind. So people get into hospital, you know, the medical staff and nursing staff are doing their absolute utmost to keep those people alive. But unfortunately, some of them will die. And unfortunately, we will see increased deaths across Liverpool and the Northwest as a result of this sort of surge in cases, which is why I think this drastic action that's being suggested with further lockdown measures, you know, is needed. I think we have to wait and see whether this rule of six has made any difference, you know, but that will come into play in the next week or so if that's had an effect. But we know at the moment that hospital facilities are really stretched with the number of cases that we're seeing.
Is a lockdown inevitable? Mayor Anderson he just said, I've just come off the phone with government officials there, you know, talking about what could possibly happen over the next few weeks or so. There was this circuit breaker that the Prime Minister was talking about a couple of weeks ago. Are in your opinion, your informed opinion, I mean, are we heading for a stricter lockdown this time, be it only for a couple of weeks?
I mean, it's got to be on the cards, hasn't it? And I think, you know, the last lockdown, no one wants to be in that situation. But it was always acknowledged that, you know, if it creeps up again and gets to this level, then, you know, that foot's going to have to be put on the brake. In my, you know, personal opinion, and yes, we're headed towards that unless we see a drastic downturn in cases, because at the moment, it's non-sustainable to increase such as this.
Yeah, there will be those who will say, well, you know, businesses will go under, they won't come back. That means jobs are going to go. That means, you know, a lot of people will be struggling for their livelihoods, which could lead to mental health issues, which could ultimately lead to people taking their own lives. And I'm sure the authorities have taken this into account too.
Sure. I mean, I think everyone acknowledges that it's an almost impossible situation in terms of what to do. And, you know, the government and the mayor will be considering all those factors. But I think at the moment, you know, we're in an epidemic that's surging again rapidly in our community. And I think in the long run, you know, researchers like myself and the university and the tropical school are trying to valiantly develop new tools to help us get out of this, better tests, better drugs, vaccines. And you need to give us a bit of time to enable us to do that. That will then allow the economy and to recover.
Tom, just before we let you go, just give us an update on Agile and that you're leading at the moment. You're still looking for people to take part.
We are. So Agile is a study that's sort of led by the university and the tropical school in Southampton here. And it's aimed at keeping people out of hospital, getting people onto drugs early to try and stop them ending up with really bad COVID, you know, often in the second week of illness. At the moment, we have a little pause because we've got the first group of patients in on the first drug. And actually, we hope to open again this Friday when we're going to start recruiting patients again to try and demonstrate this drug works.
Tom, thanks very much indeed. As ever, I've been one of our regular contributors to Breakfast over the past few months. Dr. Tom Fletcher, clinical lecturer at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. If you want to find out more about Agile, just have a look on the website.